made soups, fresh sandwiches, even fried catfish dinners. You need to pick up one of their calendars of daily specials so you don't miss any of your favorites. Bradbury Station in Delhi salutes the Norfolk girls basketball team and wish them good luck.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
It is Alpena's basketball to start this second quarter as Norfolk leads 18-10. The ball goes over on the right side to Fowler, now down near the corner to Milburn. Milburn drills towards the wing, gives it to Armour on the low block. She will throw it to Cofelt, who just checked in between quarters. Her jumper in the lane is good, and that cuts the Lady Panthers' lead to 6. 18-12 is our score. We're 25 seconds into the second quarter. Ball goes down to McGowan, down in on the low block. Hannah Bride, she puts up the easy layup off the glass and in. Hannah Bride with her first 2 points of the day. 20-12, Lady Panthers leading it. 7:22 left of the first half. Fowler across the timeline. She has it on the right wing, and before she puts up the shot, she's going to be called for the travel. Fifth turnover against Alpena, 4 against Norfolk so far in this one. 7:17 left in the first half. Lady Panthers with the ball leading by 8. Ivy McGowan into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Throws over on the right side to Stowers. Down to Ivy McGowan in the corner. Back to Stowers, up top to Dillard. Once again over to Stowers, now to Ivy McGowan. Down to Hannah Bryan on the low block. Her shot, no good. A little strong. Pearl McGowan got the offensive rebound. She couldn't get the foul to go. Another offensive rebound for Bryan. She couldn't get the foul. This time another offensive rebound for Norfolk. They throw it out, and Ivy McGowan's going to put up the three-pointer. 6 points for Ivy McGowan, 23-12. Lady Panthers once again with a double-digit advantage. Here is Dean trying to get the ball into the front court. Picks over drill. Now she finally does get it across the timeline to Milburn. Milburn drills near the free throw line, throws up top to Fowler. Over on the left side to Caulfield. Up top to Fowler. Back over to Caulfield. Now she will give it to Dean at the free throw line. Her jumper good. Abby Dean with 4 points. It's a single-digit lead for Norfolk once again. 23-14 our score with 6:15 left of the first half. Ivan McGowan across the timeline, throws it over to Stowers on the right side. Gives it to Pearl McGowan at the elbow. Back to Stowers, up top to Dillard. Once again to Stowers on the right wing. Down on the low block to Bryant. Another right up off the glass and in. Hannah Bryant with 4 points. 25-14. Lady Panthers leading at 5:55 left in this first half. Fowler gives it to Caulfield across the timeline with it over to Milburn. Now on the low block, it goes to Dean. Her layup off the glass and in. Abby Dean with 6 points. It's a single-digit lead for Norfolk once again. 25-16 our score. 5:35 left in the half. Ball goes down on the low block to Bryant. Her has the ball knocked away. She's going to be fouled. I don't know if they're going to call down the floor. Nope, they're going to call it on the shot. So a pair of free throws coming up for Hannah Bryant. As that foul is going to be called on Abby Dean, that is her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Leopards. So Hannah Bryant at the free throw line for the first time today. These will actually be the first free throws for Norfolk, period. First free throw for Bryant is up, no good. Checking in for Alpena are Lexi Olmedo, Alex Hill, and I believe Kenneth Davidson checked back in as well for the Lady Leopards. Bryant's second free throw is up, no good. Misses both. Offensive rebound for Norfolk. They're going to sit back up. Here's Dillard throwing it to Ivy McGowan. She's going to try another three. This one will not go. The rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Davidson for the Lady Leopards. 5:20 left in the first half. Norfolk with a 9-point lead. Caulfield throws it into the front court to Dean. Over to Davidson, who almost lost the handle of the pass. Now ball goes down on the corner to Armour. Her pass is knocked away, and Norfolk had it for a moment, but unfortunately they were on the baseline, and Alpena is going to keep possession with 5:07 left in the half. Kenzie Rangel and Marley Dodson checking back in, replacing Hannah Bryant and Ivy McGowan. And the inbound pass is knocked away, stolen by Norfolk, but Alpena is going to steal it right back. Going into the lane for the left, Lady Leopards can get the shot to go. And after Sowers gets the rebound, she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. That's the last foul Alpena had to give in this half. Next one will put Norfolk in the bonus. That foul is on Lexi Olmedo. That's her first personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Leopards. Dillard into the front court, throws over to Sowers on the right wing, down to Dillard in the corner. Back over to Sowers. She will throw it up top to Maddie Dillard, who checked in a little bit ago. Down, tries to get it to Dodson, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Norfolk keeping the ball on the possession arrow. 4:39 left in the half. 25-16, Lady Panthers leading it. It will be Maddie Dillard inbounding it on the baseline. She gets into Dodson in the paint. She's going to put up the shot. Two people in her face, but she's able to get it up and in. She's now in double figures with 11, and so is the Norfolk's lead, 11. 27-16, our score. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Here is Hill with it up top. Throws over on the left side to Caulfield. Up top now it goes to Olmedo. Over on the right side to Armour. Back to Olmedo between the circles. Over to Armour once again on the right wing. Up top now to Caulfield. Caulfield dribbles for the elbow. Now gives to Armour in the right corner. Tries to give it to Davidson. Pass, ill-advised pass. Unfortunately for Norfolk, they couldn't control the ball before it goes out of bounds. And Alpena will keep possession with 4:07 left. Ivy McGowan is going to check back in, replacing Maddie Dillard. And for Alpena, Olmedo is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Cheyenne Wilcox. Inbound pass knocked away by Norfolk, out of bounds, and Alpena will inbound it once again on the baseline with 4:05 left in the first half. 27-16, Lady Panthers leading it. Hill is looking to inbound. She finally gets into Davidson in the corner. She'll give it right back to Hill, who dribbles towards the top. Over on the right side goes to Caulfield. Norfolk in a man-to-man. Caulfield's going into the lane for the layups. A little strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Dodson. Back on the Lady Panthers. Dodson into the front court. She has it between the circles. Throws it, gives it to Dillard, who's going to set up the offense. Over on the right side goes to Sowers. Finds Dodson. Back over to McGowan in the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Armour for the Lady Leopards. Here's Hill across the timeline going into the lane for the layup. Well, actually, she never got the shot off, and I think a blocking foul is going to be called on Marley Dodson. That is Dodson's second personal foul, team foul number four, against the Lady Panthers. 3:31 left to play in the half. It will be Alpena inbounding it. Hill will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She'll get it into Caulfield. Caulfield dribbles into the lane, going up for the running jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Whit Caulfield with 4 points now. Back to a single-digit lead for the Lady Panthers. 27-18 our score. 3:19 left of the half. Ivy McGowan into the front court. Throws her on the right side to Sowers. Down on the low block to Dodson. And she's going to be fouled. I don't know if they're going to call down the floor or the shot. Either way, free throws are coming up. It will be a 1-1 for Marley Dodson, as that foul is going to be given to Kenneth Davidson, I believe. That is Davidson's second personal foul. Team foul number seven against the Lady Leopards. So Marley Dodson at the free throw line for the first time today. She has 11 points so far in this one. First shot for Dodson is up and in, so she does earn the bonus and puts Norfolk's lead back to double digits. One more free throw coming up for Dodson. Second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 13. 29-18, the Lady Panthers leading it. 3:09 left in the first half. Ball goes into the front court to Armour. She has it on the right side, now up top to Hill. Norfolk once again in a man-to-man defense. Now Armour has it between the circles. Over on the left side to Caulfield. She will give it up top to Ashlyn Usry, who checked in during the free throws. Now Caulfield has it up the top. She drills toward the left side, gives it to Armour in the corner. Armour going into lane for the jumper. Her shot was blocked from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Norfolk. Alpena will inbound it on the baseline with 2:40 left in the half. 29-18, Norfolk leading it. Hill will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it in to Armour on the low block. Back to Hill in the corner. Up top now goes to Caulfield. Over to Hill on the right side. Hill's going into lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Ivy McGowan. She's quickly back the other way, going towards the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass. A little strong, no good. She gets the rebound sent back to her. She couldn't get the ball to go. She gets her another rebound. This time she's going to be fouled, and she'll go to the line for the 1-1. They're going to give that foul to Whit Caulfield. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Leopards. So first free throw for Ivy McGowan is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. Kenley Sowers checking back in, replacing Kenzie Rangel. Caulfield and Caulfield and Ussery both check out for the Lady Panthers. Second free throw from out. McGowan, no good. Offensive rebound for Dodson, but she is tied up, and that will give the basketball to Alpena on the possession arrow. Fowler takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Hill, back over to Fowler. Her pass is knocked away. It's still in the backcourt by Norfolk. Here's Dodson at the elbow, finding McGowan going into the lane for a layup. No good, but a foul called, and a free throw is coming up for Ivy McGowan once again. That foul is on Alex Hill, her first personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Lady Leopards. First free throw from McGowan, rolls around and will not go in. McGowan now 1-3 from the free throw line with 7 points. 2:05 left as she has one more chance to add to Norfolk's 12-point lead. This time she does. She gets 1-2 on this trip as well. She now has 8 points. 31-18, Lady Panthers leading it. A little over 2 minutes left in the first half. Ball goes over to Fowler on the right wing. She's going to try for the 3-pointer. Good. Ariel Fowler with her first 3 points of the day. And that cuts Norfolk's lead back to 10. 31-21 is our score. 1:47 left in the half. Ball goes into Sowers on the right wing. Over down to McGowan in the corner. Finds Dodson on the low block. She's going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Marley Dodson with 15 points. 33-21. Lady Panthers leading it. A little over a minute and a half left of the half. The pass into the front court knocked away by McGowan. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And Alpena will inbound it with 1:28 left. Maddie Dillard's going to check back into the game for the Lady Panthers, placing Hannah Bryant. It will be Hill triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Armour, back to Hill, and back to Armour on the right side. Up top now goes to Fowler, over to Hill. Hill drills into the lane, going to pull up for the jumper, rolls around and goes in. Hill with 3 points on the day, 33-23, Norfolk leading it, 1:10 left of the half. Here is McGowan across the timeline. Alpena in the 2-3 zone. Over to Maddie Dillard on the right side. Pass to Dodson on the low block. She has ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alpena. And it will be Norfolk keeping possession with 55.4 seconds left of the first half. 33-23, Lady Panthers with the ball and the lead. Dodson will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into McGowan on the wing. Finds Dodson. And pass was just ripped out of the hands of Marley Dodson. Turnover against the Lady Panthers. Back comes Alpena. Here is Milburn with it. Throws it to Hill. Now up top to Armour. Finds Wilcox in the paint. Her jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Sowers. Back come the Lady Panthers. Sowers throws it into the front court to Macy Dillard. Wide pass, but she is able to control it. Now finds Dodson on the wing. Back over to Macy Dillard on the corner. Up top to Sowers. Over to Maddie Dillard on the left side. Over to McGowan. McGowan faked a 3, but shuffled her feet before she started dribbling. So she's going to be called for the travel. 7th turnover against the Lady Panthers. Cheyenne Wilcox checking out the game for Alpena, replaced by Whit Caulfield. And for Norfolk, it will be Pearl McGowan checking in as Marley Dodson takes the seat with 24.6 seconds left of the half. Inbound pass from the far sideline went into Maddie Milburn. She had it knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Panthers. And Alpena will once again inbound it, only this time they're in the front court to inbound it. It will be Fowler inbounding it on the far sideline. Her pass could not be handled by Caulfield and sealed by the Lady Panthers. Seventh turnover against Alpena. Ball goes to Stowers, now to Maddie Dillard. Over to McGowan in the left corner. Her three-pointer no good. The rebound chased down by Pearl McGowan. She throws it to Maddie Dillard. Now ball goes over to Macy Dillard on the right side. Her three-pointer good. Macy Dillard with 5 points. And that's the way this first half is going to end, as Norfolk will head to the locker room with a 13-point advantage. Our score at halftime, Norfolk leading Alpena 36-23. We'll begin our halftime coverage in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.